The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowe and producer Hope, and we have a national treasure in our backyard here, and sometimes we forget. But the National Toy Hall of Fame is here. People from all over the world come to visit. And it's right here, strong. And get over there. Enjoy it. And in fact, right now you can vote on this year's class to be inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. All you got to do is head on over to museumofplay.org. And what toys are nominated this year?
Well, Bo, we've got apples to apples.
Okay, I played that, yeah.
Balloons.
A simple balloon, huh?
Choose your own adventure game books.
Those were awesome.
That was good.
Yeah. The Hess toy trucks.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
My Little Pony.
Big, big.
Phase 10. Pokemon trading cards. Remote control vehicles.
Yes.
Sequence. Stick horses, also known as hobby horses.
Stick horses, you know.
That's a classic.
That's how I learned how to ride. Not that I'm that good, but I'm good on a stick horse.
Trampoline and Transformers.
Yes. I guess I can't believe Transformers not in there already. Transformers transformed literally the way we play, I think. My baby brother loved Transformers. It started with Voltron. Like Voltron, where like the cats all went in and formed one big robot.
I remember that.
Oh
yes.
Oh my God, he loved yes. Voltron in the 80s. And then Transformers came after that. And when your toys started becoming one thing to another.
When they started transforming?
They did. They were like, oh my gosh, it's a car. No, it's not. It's a robot! And then like the cartoon with the Decepticons.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, I love Transformers.
Opening in theaters today is Transformers 1. It's an animated Optimus Prime story. Megatron, how it all started. But you got Chris Hemsworth as the voice of Optimus.
Optimus.
Scarlett Johansson's in it. Yeah, no, it's animated.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the adults are still going to go to it because you're
I know.
Big into Transformers. I love the movies.
My son loved Transformers, and then it kind of got me seeing his love for them. Got me like I was like, oh my gosh, this kid just loves these things. Everywhere we went.
I think you're. Go ahead, just ask us for Halloween costume. Go ahead, ask us.
Okay.
If we all want to be Transformers.
Do you? I mean.
Yeah, that's why I know you're leading that way.
I mean, you can be Bumblebee, what? But I'm not going to let you be Optimus Prime. I just can't allow
you want to be Optimus?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Can I be Megan Fox? I don't even know what character she plays. I just know she's in Transformers.
She's not one of the Transformers,
yeah, but
though.
She's in the movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Hot girl. Movie one.
This is
I would like to play. Go for Halloween as hot girl. Movie one.
So, can't you see us at the Halloween party?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
who
Optimus
are you?
TJ. Oh, Bo, Bumblebee. What?
I'm oh. Megan Fox. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Man. No, that is not involved in the voting for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
No. And you are not invited now to our Transformers party.
I just got
party.
Uninvited.
All right, vote museumofplay.org. And if you like our idea of our Halloween costume now, you can let us know, 585-252-WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Feeling good on a Friday. Big football games tonight. High school, the school spirit, cheerleaders, football players. If your son, daughter, niece, nephew, grandson, granddaughter wants to call in and show off the school spirit, you're more than welcome to. 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. But it's not just the athletics. School spirit revolves around clubs, too, in school. What was your favorite club you did in high school?
Show choir, because we went to London.
Wait a second. As a high school student, you went to London?
Yeah. Got to go to London with show choir. And what's great about that is all of a sudden, there were a lot more people in show choir. As soon as word got around that we were taking a trip to England, I was like, I didn't know you sang. I don't, but I'm going to London. Yeah. I'm in it now.
That's great. How about you? Do you have a club?
We got to go to Paris with Rush Henrietta Singers when I was in high school.
Holy cow. Yeah. That's some school spirit, joining a club, going all over the world.
Well, the odd thing is normally you'd think you would sing. We didn't perform. We just went. Did you guys perform?
Oh, we performed all over France.
No.
Whole European tour.
Did anyone ask you, or did you guys just walk around singing?
We had venues that we were scheduled at.
Because
it wasn't, we did sing in the middle of streets as high school choir students would, but we did have set places we were performing also that we were invited to perform at.
But isn't that odd? Like, we went with show choir, but we didn't sing. We went and we saw like shows that we saw Miss Saigon and some other shows at the time.
I was going to say, why would you have gone then if you weren't going to sing?
I know.
That's a cool club, though. Just go and watch plays over there. All right.
Isn't it great? I joined another club after school just because it met once a week and I knew they were going to New York City. I was like, I could sit there.
Great traveling. So school spirit isn't just for the athletics. Now, there's football games, so players or cheerleaders want to call in, show off their school spirit, you're more than welcome to at the B-Morning Coffee Club, 252-9233. Don't be shy. We want to hear your school spirit. The best club I was in was Marine Biology Club. Now, I started high school in Jersey and then moved to Florida, and it was down in the Safety Harbor, Clearwater area. And the Marine Biology Club was a fun club.
Okay, so that's one that we wouldn't have around here.
Right.
So that's really cool.
But, you know, people listen to us all over the world on the Free Odyssey app. So wherever you're at, what's your school spirit? What was your cool club? And Marine Biology took all the trips to go snorkeling. And the funnest thing was swimming Crystal River with the manatees. The big cows in the water. Gigantic.
Yeah.
And they're so gentle. And I have, you know, that experience, petting them, and they don't bother you, and you respect them. So that was my cool club. That was all about school spirit. And we did the fundraiser car washes to fund the trip and everything. How about you?
We had to sell pizzas.
Oh.
Like, we made pizzas and then delivered the pizzas we pre-sold.
Oh, you made them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they came in kits. I don't know, but lots of fundraising.
That would have been a bad fundraiser for me. Bo, stop eating them. We're trying to raise money
One
here.
One for you, two for me, one for you.
This getting healthier, working out. There's so many different programs out there. Some are good, some are bad. Some may be right for you, may not be. My daughters reached out to me, and they're like, hey, Dad, you know, we need to be accountable, and we want to bring you in on it. What can we do? There's some hard, soft 75. And, of course, as I'm talking to them, I'm Googling on my phone, what is a hard 75? What is a soft 75? And it's a big commitment about working out outside, inside every day. The hard part, the hard 75 is giving up alcohol, reading a book. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, for 75 hard, there's 5 things you have to do every single day for 75 days. And if you don't do one of them, you're supposed to restart the 75 days. You're supposed to follow a diet, and that includes no alcohol or meals outside of your diet. Complete 2 45-minute workouts, one of which has to be outdoors, rain or shine, sleet or snow. Drink an entire gallon of water, take a progress picture every day, and read 10 pages of a book. Audiobooks are not included, and it's supposed to be nonfiction.
You can't listen to it.
No.
You have to.
You cannot multitask and be like, I'm going to listen to my audiobook while I'm on my outdoor workout. No.
It's a big commitment, and they're asking Dad for help.
So they're calling you to help them with this?
That was one of the suggestions, okay. I'm not sure what it is, and I'm like, listen, you know, we should drink more water, just be active, okay. Get off the couch. I'm giving them that speech. They're like, What about a hard 75? I'm like, well, maybe, and they go, do you know what it is? I'm looking at it as I'm talking. I'm like, whoa, that's a big commitment.
Is that when you decided to make up your own term called soft 75?
Well,
I don't think that's actually. I think that's Bo's way of being like,
no,
we're gonna rename it soft. 75.
Back in the day, here was my fitness plan. Buy bigger clothes.
Yes. You know, but then that gets sad and unhealthy.
It really does.
So I get it.
So as I'm Googling around, soft 75 came up. It's not as hard as hard 75.
Okay. What's the difference? What are you doing differently?
Occasionally still enjoy an alcoholic beverage.
All right. So you're drinking beer.
Yeah.
What else are you doing different?
That's all I noticed to be honest on the soft 75.
Do you have, okay. So that's what was wrong.
Cause they're
for
still
you.
Working out inside and outside, right?
For the soft 75. Yeah. I think it's just one workout.
So are you just reading 5 pages instead of 10 pages of a book?
Well, I read online a lot, so I don't necessarily do the pages, but.
Soft 75. You're just saying,
it's turned into a Bo 75. Do I made
street,
adjustments?
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. I read street signs, so basically I read a book today. Same thing. You know what I mean?
I'm trying.
I took my dogs to the bathroom, so basically I've been outside.
That's right. That's a workout. Walking your
that's
dogs.
It. Yes. And I only had, 10 beers instead of 11.
So the question is, do my daughters have a chance with me being the accountable one?
No.
Because the Bo 75 has a big curve line there.
The soft Bo 75. Yeah, that sounds really, stick to your guns.
I'm thinking about doing 75 hard.
Oh,
so
really?
Are you going to be my accountability partner? Are you going to do the hard version? You've been practicing with the soft for how many days now?
Well, it's the Bo soft version. I've been practicing this week since they asked me. Yes.
Oh, just started this week?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're ready to ramp it up then to 75 hard.
Okay. So accountability, I'll check on you if you do it every day.
Accountability partners, you're supposed to do it too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
TJ's been walking on our treadmill. I think all of us could participate. In 75 hard.
Yeah.
I think each of us could at least pick one of the five. I think I'm going to do all five.
And 75, that's about 2.5 months. So they're saying 2.5 months, you will create that habit that you don't want to go back into your bad ways.
See, this is the thing, though. I have my treadmill in my garage. So if I open up the doors, I'm outside. Huh? Does that count as my outside?
Here's the thing. Are you going to do it for 75 days straight?
I could do that for 75 days straight, and I'll even read 20 pages of a book a day. How about that?
Well, so you know what? I just figured it out. So you love reading.
I love reading.
So you do the reading part. I'll walk my dogs. No, that's the outside part. You go to the gym. We're doing it as a team effort.
No. It's not how it works.
It's the Bosoft 75 curve. We each do something different. Help out as a team. Okay, we missed the summer bod. I'm working on the fall bod. Going from a dad bod to a father figure. And it's my daughters that are encouraging me. They need some accountability. They brought up, Dad, how's the best way to get fitter, healthier? Have you heard of this hard 75? And I looked up and I'm like, man, that is a commitment to do. It is a lot for 75 days.
And we have listeners texting in going, yeah, okay. None of you are going to last.
That makes me want to do it more.
Does it?
I'll
show you all. Me, I'm like, you're probably right. Maybe not 75 hard, like maybe 30, 35 hard. We'll see.
We're talking about it. What we could truly commit to.
This texter said, my daughter completed 75 hard in August. It definitely is hard. I give her a lot of credit. Good luck, guys. I think we can do it.
Okay.
I've got to. I'm going to be honest. I went and tried on dresses yesterday, and I cried in the dressing room.
What?
I cried. Mama J was there with me. She was like, you know what you need? We need to go dress shopping, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Mom, nothing fits me. It's very sad. I only have one dress that fits. And she's like, well, we just got to go stock up, and you got to have them ready for when you get asked to MC an event or fundraiser or whatever, a gala. I'm trying these on, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I just start crying. And she's like, what, honey, that one doesn't even make you look that heavy. And I was like, you're not helping. Let's just leave. So I'm not trying on any dresses until I lose a little bit.
All right, we got to make the commitment. Is it going to be the hard 75?
At least enough that I don't cry.
Yeah, we don't want you crying.
I don't think that's hard to do, right?
Team effort. We got
to
do this.
Lose enough not to cry.
Okay. Well, you know, let us know, 585-252-WBE, was there a good program?
Something that worked.
That worked for you and maybe not as strict as hard 75? We can't do everything. You know what I mean?
You pick one thing to do every day for 75 days?
All right, let's think about it and we'll take your suggestions.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowe and producer Hope, and we have a national treasure in our backyard here, and sometimes we forget. But the National Toy Hall of Fame is here. People from all over the world come to visit. And it's right here. Strong. And get over there. Enjoy it. And in fact, right now you can vote on this year's class to be inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. All you got to do is head on over to museumofplay.org. And what toys are nominated this year?
Well, Bo, we've got apples to apples.
Okay, I played that, yeah.
Balloons.
A simple balloon, huh?
Choose Your Own Adventure game books.
Those were awesome.
That was good.
Yeah. The Hess toy trucks.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
My Little Pony.
Big, big.
Phase 10. Pokemon trading cards. Remote control vehicles.
Yes.
Sequence. Stick horses, also known as hobby horses.
Stick horses, you know.
That's a classic.
That's how I learned how to ride. Not that I'm that good, but I'm good on a stick horse.
Trampoline and Transformers.
Yes. I guess I can't believe Transformers not in there already. Transformers transformed literally the way we play, I think. My baby brother loved Transformers. It started with Voltron. Like Voltron, where like the cats all went in and formed one big robot.
I remember that,
yes. Oh my God, he loved Voltron in the 80s. And then Transformers came after that. And when your toys started becoming one thing to another...
When they started transforming?
They did. They were like, oh my gosh, it's a car. No, it's not. It's a robot! And then like the cartoon with the Decepticons.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, I love Transformers.
Opening in theaters today is Transformers 1. It's an animated Optimus Prime story. Megatron, how it all started. But you got Chris Hemsworth as the voice of Optimus.
Optimus.
Scarlett Johansson's in it. You know, it's animated.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the adults are still going to go to it because you're
into
Transformers. I love the movies.
My son loved Transformers, and then it kind of got me seeing his love for them. Got me like I was like, oh my gosh, this kid just loves these things. Everywhere we went.
I think go ahead, just ask us for Halloween costume. Go ahead, ask us.
Okay.
If we all want to be Transformers.
Do you?
That's why I know you're leading that way.
I mean, you can be Bumblebee, but I'm not going to let you be Optimus Prime. I just can't allow
you
that.
You want to be Optimus?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Can I be Megan Fox? I don't even know what character she plays. I just know she's in Transformers.
She's not one of the Transformers.
Yeah, but
though.
She's in the movie.
Oh my goodness.
Hot girl, movie one. I would like to play Go for Halloween as Hot Girl, movie one.
So can't you see us at the Halloween party?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
who are you?
TJ. Oh, Bo, Bumblebee. What?
I'm Megan Fox. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Man. No, that is not involved in the voting for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
No. And you are not invited now to our Transformers party.
I just got uninvited.
All right. Vote museumofplay.org. And if you like our idea of our Halloween costume now, you can let us know. 585-252-WBEE. It's your Morning Coffee Club. Feeling good on a Friday. Big football games tonight. High school, the school spirit, cheerleaders, football players. If your son, daughter, niece, nephew, grandson, granddaughter wants to call in and show off the school spirit, you're more than welcome to. 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. But it's not just the athletics. School spirit revolves around clubs, too, in school.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
What was your favorite club you did in high school?
Show choir, because we went to London.
You wait a second. As a high school student, you went to London?
Yeah. That's got to go to London with show choir. And what's great about that is all of a sudden, there were a lot more people in show choir. As soon as word got around that we were taking a trip to England, I was like, I didn't know you sang. I don't, but I'm going to London. Yeah. I'm in it now.
That's great. How about you? Do you have a club?
We got to go to Paris with Rush Henrietta Singers when I was in high school.
Holy cow. Yeah. That's some school spirit joining a club going all over the world.
Well, the odd thing is normally you'd think you would sing. We didn't perform. We just went. Did you guys perform?
Oh, we performed all over France.
No.
Whole European tour.
Did anyone ask you or did you guys just walk around singing?
We had venues that we were scheduled at.
Because
it wasn't, we did sing in the middle of streets as high school choir students would, but we did have set places we were performing also that we were invited to perform at.
But isn't that odd? Like, we went with show choir, but we didn't sing. We went and we saw like shows that we saw Miss Saigon and some other shows at the time.
I was going to say, why would you have gone then if you weren't going to sing?
I know.
That's a cool club, though. Just go and watch plays over there. All
right. Isn't it great? I joined another club after school just because it met once a week and I knew they were going to New York City. I was like, I could sit there.
Great traveling. So school spirit isn't just for the athletics. Now, there's football games, so players or cheerleaders want to call in, show off their school spirit, you're more than welcome to at the B-Morning Coffee Club, 252-9233. Don't be shy. We want to hear your school spirit. The best club I was in was Marine Biology Club. Now, I started high school in Jersey and then moved to Florida, and it was down in the Safety Harbor, Clearwater area. And the Marine Biology Club was a fun club.
Okay, so that's one that we wouldn't have around here.
Right.
So that's really cool.
But, you know, people listen to us all over the world on the Free Odyssey app. So wherever you're at, what's your school spirit? What was your cool club? And Marine Biology took all the trips to go snorkeling. And the funnest thing was swimming Crystal River with the manatees. The big cows in the water. Gigantic.
Yeah.
And they're so gentle. And I have, you know, that experience, petting them, and they don't bother you, and you respect them. So that was my cool club. That was all about school spirit. And we did the fundraiser car washes to fund the trip and everything. How about you?
We had to sell pizzas.
Oh.
Like, we made pizzas and then delivered the pizzas we pre-sold.
Oh, you made them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they came in kits. I don't know, but
you
lots
know me.
Of fundraising.
That would have been a bad fundraiser for me. Bo, stop eating them. We're trying to raise money
one
here.
One for you, two for me, one for you.
It's getting healthier working out. There's so many different programs out there. Some are good, some are bad. Some may be right for you, may not be. My daughters reached out to me, and they're like, hey, Dad, you know, we need to be accountable, and we want to bring you in on it. What can we do? There's some hard, soft 75. And, of course, as I'm talking to them, I'm Googling on my phone, what is a hard 75? What is a soft 75? And it's a big commitment about working out outside, inside every day. The hard part, the hard 75 is giving up alcohol, reading a book. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, for 75 hard, there's 5 things you have to do every single day for 75 days. And if you don't do one of them, you're supposed to restart the 75 days. You're supposed to follow a diet, and that includes no alcohol or meals outside of your diet. Complete 2 45-minute workouts, one of which has to be outdoors, rain or shine, sleet or snow. Complete, drink an entire gallon of water, take a progress picture every day, and read 10 pages of a book. Audiobooks are not included, and it's supposed to be nonfiction.
You can't listen to it.
No.
You have to.
You cannot multitask and be like, I'm going to listen to my audiobook while I'm on my outdoor workout. No.
It's a big commitment, and they're asking dad for help.
So right? They're calling you to help them with this?
That was one of the suggestions. Okay. I'm not sure what it is. And I'm like, listen, you know, we should drink more water, just be active, okay, get off the couch. I'm giving them that speech. They're like, what about a hard 75? I'm like, well, maybe. And they go, do you know what it is? I'm looking at it as I'm talking. I'm like, whoa, that's a big commitment.
Is that when you decided to make up your own term called soft 75?
Well,
I don't think that's actually, I think that's Bo's way of being like,
no,
we're going to rename it soft 75.
Back in the day, here was my fitness plan: buy bigger clothes.
Yes. You know, but then that gets sad and unhealthy.
It really does.
So I get it.
So as I'm Googling around, soft 75 came up. It's not as hard as hard 75.
Okay. What's the difference? What are you doing differently?
Occasionally still enjoy an alcoholic beverage.
All right. So you're drinking beer.
Yeah.
What else are you doing different?
That's all I noticed to be honest on the soft 75.
Do you have, okay, so that's what was rough.
Because they're
for
still
you.
Working out inside and outside, right?
For the soft 75? Yeah, I think it's just one workout.
So are you just reading 5 pages instead of 10 pages of a book?
Well, I read online a lot, so I don't necessarily do the pages, but
soft 75, you're just saying,
it's turned into a Bo 75. I made street, adjustments.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. I read street signs, so basically I read a book today. Same thing. You know what I mean?
I'm trying.
I took my dogs to the bathroom, so basically I've been outside.
That's right. That's a workout. Walking your
that's
dogs.
It. Yes. And I only had, 10 beers instead of 11.
So the question is, do my daughters have a chance with me being the accountable one?
No.
Because the Bo 75 has a big curve line there.
Soft Bo 75. Yeah, that sounds really, stick to your guns.
I'm thinking about doing 75 hard.
Oh,
so
really?
Are you going to be my accountability partner? Are you going to do the hard version? You've been practicing with the soft for how many days now?
Well, it's the Bo soft version. I've been practicing this week since they asked me. Yes.
Oh, it just started this week?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're ready to ramp it up then to 75 hard.
Okay. So accountability, I'll check on you if you do it every day.
Accountability partners, you're supposed to do it too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
TJ's been walking on our treadmill. I think all of us could participate in 75 hard.
Yeah.
I think each of us could at least pick one of the five. I think I'm going to do all five.
And 75, that's about 2.5 months. So they're saying 2.5 months, you will create that habit that you don't want to go back into your bad ways.
See, this is the thing, though. I have my treadmill in my garage. So if I open up the doors, I'm outside. Huh? Does that count as my outside?
Here's the thing. Are you going to do it for 75 days straight?
I could do that for 75 days straight, and I'll even read 20 pages of a book a day. How about that?
Well, see, you know what? I just figured it out. So you love reading.
I love reading.
So you do the reading part. I'll walk my dogs. No, that's the outside part. You go to the gym. We're doing it as a team effort.
No. It's not how it works.
It's the Bosoft 75 curve. We each do something different. Help out as a team. Okay, we missed the summer bod. I'm working on the fall bod, going from a dad bod to a father figure. And it's my daughters that are encouraging me. They need some accountability. They brought up, Dad, how's the best way to get fitter, healthier? Have you heard of this hard 75? And I looked up and I'm like, man, that is a commitment to do. It is a lot for 75 days.
And we have listeners texting in going, yeah, okay. None of you are going to last.
That makes me want to do it more.
Does it?
I'll show you.
I'll show you all. Me, I'm like, you're probably right. Maybe not 75 hard, like maybe 30, 35 hard. We'll see.
We're talking about it. What we could truly commit to.
This texter said, my daughter completed 75 hard in August. It definitely is hard. I give her a lot of credit. Good luck, guys. I think we can do it.
Okay.
I've got to. I'm going to be honest. I went and tried on dresses yesterday, And I cried in the dressing room.
What?
I cried. Mama J was there with me. She was like, you know what you need? We need dress shopping, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Ma, nothing fits me. It's very sad. I only have one dress that fits. And she's like, well, we just got to go stock up and you got to have them ready for when you get asked to MC an event or fundraiser, sure, or whatever, a gala. I'm trying these on and I'm looking in the mirror and I just start crying. And she's like, what, honey, that one doesn't even make you look that heavy. And I was like, you're not helping. Let's just leave. So I'm not trying on any dresses until I lose a little bit.
All right, we got to make the commitment. Is it going to be the hard 75?
That I don't cry.
Yeah, we don't want you crying.
I don't think that's hard to do, right?
Team effort. We got
to
do this.
Lose enough not to cry.
Okay. Well, you know, let us know. 585-252-WBE. Was there a good program?
Something that worked.
That worked for you and maybe not as strict as hard 75? We can't do everything. You know what I mean?
You pick one thing to do every day for 75 days?
All right, let's think about it, and we'll take your suggestions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.